Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And Overnight America continues watching that radar. What, maybe hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago, whatever it was? Well, maybe if you're listening to this on the replay hour, that's a little different timing. But we had those storms that rolled through here. And some people got the rain. Some people got, you know, just the dark skies. There's some thunderstorms in the area, too. But, wow, that wind. Most people experienced some of that wind blowing through here. Yee. Now, that was quite a show there for a while. Add a little bit of flavor. It's like adding a little pepper onto your dinner there. That's what was going on here tonight. So you probably heard the news. Yeah, Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. But what is going to happen with Bernie Sanders and his delegates? He wants to hold on to them. Like a true socialist, he's refusing. Well, I guess that would not be a good socialist move for him, though, wouldn't he? He would want to make sure all of his delegates get out there and he would have them evenly distributed among those that are still inside of the candidates. Not going to happen. But we'll talk about that in a little bit, too. The thing that really interests me is that Joe Biden leads Donald Trump by 8 points in a national poll. 8 points. The Quinnipiac University poll that came out today says the survey shows Biden with the support of 49% of voters, Donald Trump, 41% of the voters. I am having a hard time believing that, honestly. But maybe some people listening right now believe Joe Biden's going to be a shoo-in. Now, I don't know how I missed this. Maybe it was in just the shuffle of everything that was going on. But I will tell you that Joe Biden, if you don't remember this, I used to play this about every night on the show.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what.
You know, in order to get that audio, I had to watch his whole speech. It was a little over 10 minutes long or so. But most of the speech, he stands up because they're renaming a pool after him, a commemorative pool or whatever it is. And he is giving a speech and he says, I want all the kids to come up here. And he's telling the story about kids rubbing his hairy legs. And he's bring all the kids up here. I want them to go ahead, come on up, let's do that. And he's like putting his arm around these kids. He really has no idea who they are. And it's like really handsy to these kids in bathing suits. It's like, it's a little weird. The story. This is the first time I've heard this story as associated with that pool speech. This was going on there, too.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
All right, so he's telling stories. Hold on. He's telling stories about his time when he was a lifeguard at this pool. And he was talking about one of the people that used to swim at this individual pool.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, you see how things have changed? One of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, this was mostly, these were all public housing behind it. My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke. There was a guy named Bill Wright, Mouse, the only white guy, and he did all the pools. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where mechanics, where all the pool filter is. You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out with that chain. And you walk to the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. I said, you kidding me? He said, no, if you don't come back. And he was right. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car. And they had, in those days, used to remember the straight razor, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty. And I looked at them, but I was smart then. I said, first of all, I said, when I tell you get off the board, you get off the board, and I'll kick you out again. But I shouldn't have called you, Esther Williams. I apologize for that. I apologize, but I didn't know that apology was going to work. He said, you apologize to me? I said, I apologize for that. Not for throwing you out, but I apologize for what I said. He said, okay, close the straight razor, and my heart began to beat again.
All right, so all those kids have zero interest in what old man Joe Biden is talking about at this point, because those kids probably have no idea who Joe Biden is. And you can see all the kids, they're like, they know the cameras are on them, but they are so disinterested because he's just rambling and going on in this story. Now, I've heard some corn pop stories before. That was the first time I've listened to that in its entirety. Or maybe I listened to it originally and I just forgot about it. But this is great. Now, the reason I wanted to play that entire bit for you, only reason I wanted to play it, is because I also found MSNBC and how they decided to report on this when Joe Biden had a pool named after him, the pool he used to work at when he was a kid, 19 years old or whatever it is. MSNBC did a report on it. Do you think they mentioned any of the weird ranty stuff about, you know, he's got kids bouncing on his legs and touching his leg hair and corn pop is out there with a straight razor and, you know, he's the only white guy to work there was his friend to give him a chain to go wrap around his head. Do you think MSNBC mentioned any of that? All right, here's how MSNBC brought this up in the news.
Former Vice President Joe Biden today in Wilmington, Delaware, at the public swimming pool where many moons ago Biden worked as a lifeguard. The pool has now been renamed the Joseph R. Biden Jr. Aquatic Center. And it was back in 1962 when a then teenage Biden was the only white lifeguard at the inner city pool. He says he wanted to work there to get more involved and credits that summer job with teaching him a lot about race relations. Congratulations to Vice President Biden. And while being Vice President of the United States is a big deal, I know this honor, having the pool named after him, might even mean more to him. He's just that kind of guy. He knows what matters. He never forgets where he came from or his friend.
You got to be kidding me. So that's how MSNBC reported that. It was only a 10-minute speech, and I played probably 3 minutes of the 10 minutes. And he goes off on these rants of all these other things that were going on, and you got to be kidding me. That's how MSNBC decided to spin it the night that happened. Wow. It's well worth it. Now, I've played the hairy leg story so many times on the show. In fact, I probably have played it more than any regular, normal talk show host should. But then again, I'm not a normal talk show host. So I was absolutely thrilled when I found out that there is a song, a hairy leg song.
I got hairy legs. Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
In the sun. From the morning until the day's done. So the day's done.
We are at the end here.
I got hairy legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. You heard what I said.
We might have to make this new theme song.
I got hairy legs. Yeah, man. Watch the hair come back up again. I'm the guy with the best chance to win.
I think we just got ourselves a new theme song. All right, let's talk about Joe Biden. Let's talk about Bernie Sanders dropping out of the race. So let me ask you this. The polling says Joe Biden is up, and he's up by a lot over Donald Trump if the election were to happen right now. So let me ask you this. Do you think Joe Biden is going to win this thing? Or better yet, what do you think would need to happen in order for Joe Biden to win? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And if anyone calls in and wants to hear the Joe Biden Hairy Leg song, I will play that on demand all night tonight on Overnight America KMOX.
St. Louis's weather station, KMOX.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what.
Oh, no. Good old Joe Biden from back in 2017. That wasn't that long ago. Oh, man. You know, I thought it was worth pointing out just how that event was reported. They just completely skimmed all over the weird, potentially racist things that he said during that. And all the other things are completely ignored. They don't care about these accusations that he inappropriately touched. And I really don't want to get into it, but pretty gross stuff with former staffers. These revelations come forward and he gets on the news and they don't even bother to mention it to him to address this sort of thing because they're so afraid. They get their marching orders from the DNC. This is, you're not allowed to ask these questions. What kind of journalist are they if they oblige, right? Here's what the DNC allows me to ask them and doesn't allow me to ask them. And I don't want them to say no to my show. We want to have Joe Biden on, so we must play along. But luckily, we don't play along on this show. So let me ask you this. So Joe Biden now, the candidate that will run up against Donald Trump, unless something crazy happens, something crazy could happen, but let's say something crazy doesn't happen, and all signs point to Biden going up against Donald Trump. As of now, in one of the latest polls that came out, and yeah, you can say that this poll is inaccurate. You can say that it doesn't factor in a lot of different things, but it says that Joe Biden has an 8-point lead over Donald Trump. Maybe it's this really catchy song that gives it to him.
I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun, in the sun.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you just need a catchy song like that and you're ready to go. But, you know, really what I want to find out from you, because as you're watching this and you're wondering how it's all going to play out with Biden up in the polls, what do you think would need to happen for him to win? Do you think it's stay the course and he wins? Do you think that he's got to get a big endorsement? Do you think Bernie's got to bow down and kiss his ring and his feet in order to give him some of his delegates and his supporters that are upset that Bernie's out? What's going to have to happen here for Joe to win? 314-436-7900. That's the number. Or 800-925-1120. So Bernie Sanders making his announcement earlier today saying that I'm going to be hanging it up.
I wish I could give you better news, but I think you know the truth. And that is that we are now some 300 delegates behind Vice President Biden, and the path toward victory is virtually impossible. So while we are winning the ideological battle, and while we are winning the support of so many young people and working people throughout the country, I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful. And so today, I am announcing the suspension of my campaign. Please know that I do not make this decision lightly. In fact, it has been a very difficult and painful decision. Over the past few weeks, Jane and I, in consultation with top staff and many of our prominent supporters, have made an honest assessment of the prospects for victory. If I believed we had a feasible path to the nomination, I would certainly continue the campaign. But it's just not there.
It's just not there. So I wonder if he's still taking money on his website. That's a good question, too. He keeps talking about, oh, I have more individual contributions than any other candidate, but I need your support. Keep giving me money. Keep giving me money. What happens now? He can't run for president again. There's no way. He's too old. He's got health issues. He's got all this was his one time only. Right. I know that it's guaranteed. Well, not necessarily guaranteed, but there's going to be another run. It looks like Donald Trump. I still think he's going to win in this reelection. I really do. But even if it's another 4 years, I just don't see Sanders having enough in the tank for him to do it. He's not getting any younger. What do you think is going to be necessary for Joe Biden to become president of the United States? I want to take some of your calls here. Let's go to Damon. Welcome to Overnight America. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm going to be honest with you. Both of those guys are just older guys. I'm sorry. And they get confused a little bit, okay? Biden gets confused, and just like Donald Trump does. If Biden keeps his mouth shut, basically, without making some real, like, overly stupid remark, if they don't catch him doing something like what Donald Trump did 4 years ago when he talked about grabbing women and all those types of things, as long as Biden doesn't do things that's just overtly stupid, then I think he's got it wrapped up. I think Donald Trump is basically, by what has happened with this coronavirus epidemic, some of the other things that he's done, you know, outside of the economy, I think he's basically just, it's not a very, he's not a good candidate. In fact, he's pretty horrific right now. And unless Biden just screws the whole thing up, I think Biden's got it in a cakewalk. He really does.
So unless Biden screws it up, you think Trump has it in the cakewalk or Biden?
No. I think Biden has it in the cakewalk. I don't think Trump has a chance.
Oh, okay. I misheard what you said there.
Trump doesn't have a chance. He's the world's greatest everything, but not so much in this coronavirus response. He hasn't been so great.
Man.
I don't know.
I think a lot of people disagree with you, but then you see these different polls that come out and you find that Biden's got this big advantage right now, at least in this nationwide poll. With Donald Trump handling of the coronavirus, what don't you like about it?
Well, first of all, I don't like the fact that he downplayed it during the early stages. When other countries were taking it seriously and doing something to stop it and prevent it, he was telling everybody some untruths about there was 15 people and we got it all under control. We never had this thing under control at all. And then he finally decided months later to get on public on television with the people who know about it, the doctors and the scientists, and finally tell the truth. Now it's gloom and doom. But why didn't you just do that in the beginning? As the president, it was your responsibility to do that.
Wouldn't say it's necessarily doom and gloom right now. You know, he's the one that's talking about having light at the end of the tunnel, right? He's almost given a hard time because they're saying he's too optimistic about this.
Well, but the thing is, what I'm saying, though, and you know, I like your insight on things. You when you talk, you're one of the people that I like. I like to hear you talk, even though a lot of times I disagree with what you say. You don't just talk to be talking. You think about your answers. You really do, and that's what I respect about you. But, if you look at what Donald Trump has done, if you look at all the early clips and everything that he said, I think it's a lot of people that took this man for his word. And you had Fox News basically repeating everything that he said. And I think it left a lot of people down the road to ruin. And that's my opinion about it.
Okay, I get it. All right, Damon, thank you for your perspective. Thanks for calling in.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. All right, I want to take some more of your calls. And if you want to respond to Damon, you can, or maybe you want to agree with him. 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line. Just a few things about this. When you had such little cases in the United States, you could say that we weren't testing. And the hard part was there wasn't a lot of easy availability, not only to test, but the infrastructure to test, meaning that you had certain symptoms and people really didn't know much about this virus. You also had China that was completely trying to hide the extent of this thing. So even though he did close off travel to China and eventually close off travel to Europe, eventually he did that. But was it too late? Yeah, it was too late to prevent it from getting here to the United States. Nearly impossible not to get it from here. But let's say back in August, September, October, if China was honest about how this thing was going down, how easily this is transmitted, if they were reporting honest numbers, if we would have had a better indication of what was going on without the World Health Organization helping China conceal this, then I don't know. Maybe things could have been different. I also see Donald Trump looking at this and a lot of experts saying that the numbers are so low compared to what it is in Europe and most of Asia. It's so low here. Do we really need to pull the plug on everything right now and put a hold on everything right now to justify the small amount of numbers that we're seeing? I think they waited until they felt it was absolutely necessary. And I think a lot of people feel that way, too, because overall, you have like a 99.5% chance of surviving this thing, being that you either you're not going to contract it, but even if you do contract it, 99.5% chance of surviving this thing. So you can look at these things without knowing much about the virus, without really knowing how easily it is transmitted, without knowing the true numbers of what's being reported because it's being concealed. All of these things factor into it, sure. And do you really want to close America down if you don't have to? Did he wait too long? Maybe. Okay, you can argue that. But still, I think we're doing a good job in the way that we're handling this. So let's talk more about that coming up after the break. We're going to take a look at your weather. If you're on the line, don't go anywhere. There's a couple of lines open for you, too, at 314-436-7900. Overnight America, KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And Overnight America continues. So here we are on a Wednesday night, and finally, Bernie Sanders decides he is not going to be long for this race and drops himself out, but he keeps the delegates just in case. I think he's trying to keep that in his back pocket just in case something happens with Joe Biden. Isn't that nice, though? They go through all of this in Wisconsin yesterday. He could have just said, oh, I think I'm going to drop out early, but then he decides to let Wisconsin do its thing during this whole coronavirus crisis. And no one cares about that. So let's take a couple of your calls on this. The latest poll that came out, Quinnipiac, I believe, put it an 8-point lead for Joe Biden over Donald Trump. And that's where they see it as of right now. I still think Donald Trump will be reelected. I don't know what it'll take for Joe Biden to win this election. There's got to be something that would put him over. Some people think just stay the course, he's going to win it. Other people think something crazy would have to happen. Who knows? What do you think? 314-436-7900. And let's go to David, who's been holding on. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
You're playing the Harry Lake song with Joe Biden. How about Access Hollywood's and Billy Bush's comment about the president just grabbing him by the pee? Why don't you play that, too?
Yeah, that's not a good clip to play either. Yeah, we're having some fun at Joe Biden's expense for sure. But, you know, I guess you can say one of them were public comments that he purposely said. The other one was a private conversation that was recorded without his knowledge and then released without his permission. So, you know, I don't see him as exactly
still,
the same thing.
It's still idiot.
Yeah,
he's
it
an
is.
Idiot. That's what it is.
Okay, but what do you think would happen if we got all of the Joe Biden stuff from behind the scenes? You think he would ever say anything like that?
Who?
Probably. Joe Biden would. I'm sure there's things behind the scenes. If they recorded everything he said and decided to put the worst out, I'm sure Joe Biden would have things that would match that. You don't think so?
Whatever you think, man.
You don't think so? You really think he's a saint behind the scenes?
No, none of them are saints.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
I'm not
okay,
a saint.
Let's hold on. Well, hold on real quick. So let's talk about that pool scene. When he says he loves kids jumping on his lap and he loves roaches, what do you think he means by roaches?
I really don't understand that part, but.
Oh,
I mean,
I think you do.
If you have a
I think you do.
Cow,
you just don't want to say it.
No, I really don't. Actually, I don't.
You know what it is?
What do you think it means?
Okay, he refuses to elaborate on what it is. But back when, so keep in mind the context of what's going on. He said he was the only white employee at this predominantly black pool. And when he used the term roaches back in the 1960s, he's referring to the children there of a certain race. That's the terminology he used for them. So what do you think of that?
You think?
That's what everyone thinks. And he refuses, Joe Biden refuses to address that.
I didn't even make that connection.
No, that's the terminology they use. There's been lots of articles written about it.
I see what you're saying now, but I didn't make that connection until you pointed it out.
That's just the terminology they use. But let me just put it this way. He said things in public. No one challenges him on any of these things. I mean, he just had someone come forward that accused him, a very credible source, of sexual assault. No one's asked him one question about it. He just does not get any of these things in the media. He gets a free pass over and over.
I don't know who's I didn't know somebody accused him of sexual harassment.
Maybe that's part of the problem, because when he goes on and they ask him about how the handling of the coronavirus is going and how his campaign's going, things like that. It was a staffer from 92 or 3 or whatever. I forgot the exact year. But apparently he pushed her. This is allegedly, of course, pushed her up against the wall, put his hand in her private area and did something that he shouldn't have done. And now keep in mind,
kind of like President Trump just grabbed him by the pee.
What I'm saying is, him going into a bus and talking about these things versus perhaps actually doing it and being accused. What I'm trying to bring up here is all the networks that bring up Joe Biden right now don't even mention this to him. What do you think would happen if they were talking to Donald Trump after someone came and accused him of this and they don't mention that once to Donald Trump? Do you think that would happen? Of course not. That's the only thing they would talk about. No, but that's the only thing they would talk about with him.
He lies about everything. He
can say that.
What he knew about the coronavirus in November. So he's been lying. Well, he lies about everything. So.
Okay, you can believe that. I don't think a lot of people are going to see it that way. You can believe that. You can believe this. Oh, yeah, he's told 1.5 million lies since he's been in office, and we got a counter going like it's the national debt counter that's going up.
Well, I don't know how many lies, but every time
you can believe that thing. Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks, David, for calling in. Good to hear from you.
And part
of what we see with all of this is Joe Biden will get in front of the cameras. But isn't it strange that none of the quote unquote journalists will address this with him? Isn't that a little bit strange? Do you think that a prerequisite in order to get him in front of their camera is that they're not allowed to bring this up to him? You think that may be involved? And if that is involved, are they truly journalists to begin with if they have to agree to that in order to get him in front of a camera? And then again, we're talking about someone that is going to be the candidate that's running for president of the United States. And on top of that, we're talking about someone that was the vice president of the United States for 8 years. And we're also talking about someone that has a lot of other shady dealings with side his family, with his son. And what happened there? Did he get preferential treatment? Did he facilitate this preferential treatment? What did he know? There's a lot of questions, but does any of this come up? I think that when they get to a debate and you have a Donald Trump that goes up against him, that will press him. Not only will he have a hard time defending it because he can't, but he's going to go back into his mode where he has issues and his anger, and it's not going to look good. Donald Trump can control himself and he can control the room. Joe Biden cannot when he's pushed. And that's going to be his biggest challenge of all of this. 314-436-7900.
or 800-925-1120. Let's go to Joe, who's been holding on. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi, how you doing? That's my first time calling. I've only been listening to your program since the beginning of this week because I switched my shift to midnights. I'm calling to respond to Damon's call.
Sure.
And I agree about the president downplaying this as a serious situation. Number one, I'm a severe asthmatic. I'm a Mark Reardon supporter. I listen to Mark Reardon's show every day. I have for years. I'm not right now because I've switched my shift because I have coworkers who have taken the president's words as well as Rush Limbaugh's words and made this into the common cold. The temperature's going to rise and it will all go away. They've taken the president's words. They've taken Rush Limbaugh's words, which even Mark Reardon himself said just 2.5 weeks ago, Rush Limbaugh is dangerous on the airwaves right now. He needs to stop with what he's saying. And I live that. I changed my lifestyle. I'm in my mid-40s. I've worked this day shift position for years and years. I'm in a comfortable position. I have a family. I switched my shift at work because my coworkers were mocking this with coughing, fake coughing, and things of this nature. And they were quoting the President of the United States and Rush Limbaugh. And I found it very disheartening and discouraging. I'm a Christian conservative. I did not vote in the last election because I could not pull the trigger for Hillary Clinton, and I would not support Donald Trump. I still will not support Donald Trump. I don't know that I'll support Joe Biden, but I will say when I heard Damon's call, I'm not generally somebody that calls in a radio program, but when I heard his call, I agree 100% because I experienced it and I changed my lifestyle because of these people I work with. Known these people for years. Love most of them. Know their families. Have done things with their families. But the joke they made this coronavirus out to be was insulting to me, insulting to my wife, my children. And they took, like I said, the words of President Donald Trump, which I thought were adolescent, appalling. And
the way you feel today, did you feel back in January about the coronavirus or did you feel different about it?
In January, I was paying attention to what was going on in China. Come February, my wife did make comments, and we did. When we'd go to Sam's, we'd come home with some bottled water and some canned tuna and things of that nature. Because there were different news reports coming out, what if this does come here? It wasn't a big news headline, obviously. But once again, we rely on the media. I'll agree with you 100% that Donald Trump doesn't get the fair shake in the media from certain segments. I don't even have cable television because I don't support MSNBC. I don't support the Fox News on cable television. You're Sean Hannity. I don't support Rachel Maddow, any of those programmers. I watch my local news and I listen to Mark Reardon.
So I haven't heard Mark Reardon's comments on this. Hold on. Let me bring this up real quick because a lot has changed. A lot has changed since January when we first started talking about this. Now, keep in mind, the president has been... at least it's been something he's been dealing with back at the start of the year. We know he mentioned it during the State of the Union. We know that the intel that was coming in January changed dramatically when they found out China was not being honest with us. But I want to go back and play something for you. Dr. Fauci, and he's someone that a lot of people do trust. They like when he gets behind the microphone and they like when they give information to everyone. Even if you go back and look at Dr. Fauci's comments on this going back to January. Let me play this for you real quick.
To the United States on a daily basis. You know that?
Yeah, about 75,000 per year.
Oh.
Total. Yeah.
Okay. So manageable numbers. Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right?
Well, obviously you need to take it seriously and do the kinds of things that the CDC and the Department of Homeland Security are doing. But this is not a major threat for the people in the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the United States right now should be worried about.
Fabulous. Right.
So that was January 21st, going back to Dr. Fauci. Now, we're talking about even the leading experts, the ones that we get a lot of this intel from, and the ones I'm sure that were advising President Trump. Information changed a lot. a lot since then. Now, knowing what we know now, I'm sure it would have been handled differently, but we didn't have all that information back then. Neither did anyone else. Neither did your coworkers. Neither did the mainstream media. Because, I mean, you could fault the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the Foxes, whatever you want. You can fault all of them and say the exact same thing to them. If this was such a big deal, why weren't they covering it back in January the way they're covering it today? It's because the information has changed. So you have to take that into consideration, too. I want to take some more of your calls coming up at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Now, I want to get to as many calls as we can, so let's go straight to them. And Alex has been holding on. Welcome to Overnight America, Alex.
How you doing? One of the big things that concerns me is I can no longer believe the media, in my opinion. There has been so much non-factual reporting going on, and there's so many, they pull back from these stories. They put the main story on the front page. They pull the part that they're wrong when they admit they're wrong. They put that on page 6 or 10. I mean, you just can't, not that you always could, but you just cannot believe anything the media says anymore. There's slant to everything. I'm an independent voter. I voted for Clinton, Bill Clinton. I voted for Bush. I voted for Obama the first time and against him the second time because I didn't like the direction. But I try to listen. I try to keep an open mind. I'm a big Trump supporter. There has not been a president in my lifetime that I remember, and I'm 57 years old, since I've been paying attention, old enough to, there's not been a president that actually has done what he said he was going to do when he ran for the office. Typically, they run, they say all kinds of things, and then it's like it's out the window as soon as they get all elected.
Oh, yeah.
Trump has followed through, you know, economy, veterans, challenging China. Who challenged China before our president right now?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, that was one of the things I had a hard time with when we were going through the primary. I thought that Ted Cruz would make an excellent president. And I thought, you know, all of this is fairy tale stuff. Who can do all of these things? And he has been, if not 100% successful, but sure, he's accomplished more in these past 3 years than anyone could have ever expected from those who voted for him. And I think they're happy with what he's got through so far and probably even more than what he's promised at this point. So, you know, we'll take it. And I think that's one of the big determining factors right now. You can look at what the alternative is, and you're not going to get anything that you want with the alternative. So thank you, Alex, for calling in. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, and that's a big part of it, too. And we'll take some more of your calls coming up at 314-436-7900. Don't go anywhere because we're going to get to your news, and we're going to go right back to the phone lines after. And you hear this, you start to hear this same common thread, which is, you know, I don't necessarily like the guy, but man, he's getting a lot of stuff done. And ultimately, I look at it that way. I look at the opportunity to get more of the things you want done to the country. It's Overnight America.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.